you having a great Sunday. My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine and your host of this program on alternative medicine. Welcome to the March 8th, 2009 edition of Wellness in the New Millennium, also Island Wellness. Thank you for joining me. We are coming to you live on radio and at the same time taping an Olelo program for television. Tonight is one of those can't-miss programs. Our topic is about the most common, tenacious, torturous skin disorder in America, eczema. According to recent medical book references and journal publications, eczema may affect about 10% of us today. In Greek, the word eczema means to boil out. Its definition, eczema is a red, itchy, and raised skin affliction that can occur in patches and affect one area of the body, or when it's at its worst, cover the entire body. Eczema usually affects the folds of the body, such as the inner elbows, the wrist, back of the knees and legs, the buttocks, behind the ears, and the neck. In Greek, we talked about that. At times, that is exactly how the eczema looks. It looks like a red, an irritated, boiling mess of raised, bumpy skin with honey-colored serum weeping out of it. Eczema is associated with having an intense, voluptuous itch. The itch is so intense that when scratched, it feels so good that you want to scratch some more and more and more until the skin has been ripped to shreds and starts to bleed. What makes matters worse is conventional medicine has no cure for eczema, and the patient is left frustrated without hope. We also have a special guest joining us. My patient Mose will be joining us in a few minutes to tell his story of how he suffered with the misery of having eczema cover his entire body, how much pain he was in, how long he suffered with the intense voluptuous itch that tormented him every day and night, and finally, what he did to heal himself in naturopathic medicine. Before we go any further, let me tell you about the upcoming topics in the next few weeks. Next week on March 15th, I'll be replaying a program that first aired in 2004 when my patient Jim first told his incredible story of how his body healed itself from a mangled shoulder that two orthopedic surgeons said was impossible to fix with surgery. I leave you with this advice. If you haven't heard this program before, don't miss it. Then on March 22nd, I'll be replaying a program that first aired in 2003 when my patient Kate shared her story of how she eliminated 20 years of chronic migraine headaches and fatigue with naturopathic medicine. Then on March 29th, Deborah's program on how she beat the incurable interstitial cystitis. Then on April 5th, Vince tells his story of eliminating chronic cluster headaches and stabbing eye pain. And I know you probably had diarrhea for a day. How about every day for 1 year? April 12th, June tells her story of how she stopped her chronic diarrhea in just a few days with naturopathic medicine. Then on April 19th, Jason's heroic battle against the deadly von Hippel-Lindau disease. Again next week, Jim and the amazing healing ability of the human body. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry, the Tri-Element Supplement Company, Nature Science Integrity, Nutrix Hawaii, producers of bioacid and the natural astaxanthin and organic spirulina pacifica in powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983, DeVita Natural Skin Care, engineered by nature and formulated by science for healthy, vibrant skin, the Pan American MOA Foundation, promoting true health through art and beauty, nature forming, and Jodei, the medical art from Japan. Enzymatic Therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. The Good Health Food Store, More, the Genesis Health Store, and the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialist. Stay with me to hear my patient Mose share his story of beating a case of eczema that basically covered his entire body right after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from the Pan American MOE Foundation, Enzymatic Therapy, and the Flora Supplement Company.
Mokichi Okada's desire was to create a world free of illness. His belief and philosophy is the inspiration of the MOA Hawaii's True Health Center and AG21 Natural Food Store. There are many mind-body therapies available for you to experience at a True Health Center. They include a health assessment and nutritional advice by a medical professional like Dr. Jason Uchida. Jore, the Okada Purifying Therapy. Bontemai, the simplest form of Japanese tea ceremony. The beautiful and serene flower circle arrangements. Revitalizing facial cleaning. And rejuvenating therapeutic massage, or you can enjoy beautiful a floral garden and natural farming demonstration plots. We invite you to stop by one of MOA's True Health Centers to revitalize your health today. True Health Centers can be found in Honolulu, Kahului, Kona, Hilo, and Lihue. For more information, please call 595-6344. That's 595-6344.
It's often speculated that if something tastes too good, it's probably not too good for you. Enzymatic Therapy has put tasty and healthy to the test and come out with the winner in Active Fruit Cranberry Supplement. With Active Fruit's sweet and tangy cranberry chews, tasting is believing. You never have to wonder if it tastes too good to be true. This outrageously delicious chew is loaded with powerful antioxidants found in cranberries to provide natural, time-tested defense to guard your health. Just one soft chew a day delivers the CranMax Advantage maximal protection for urinary tract health. Discover the best cranberry can offered extended release delivery for all day support. Clinically studied to enhance bladder and urinary tract health, plus up to 7 times more free radical fighting antioxidant power than cranberry juice cocktail with 94% less sugar. Taste the power of better health today. Active Fruit Chews are available at your local health food store in Hawaii. If you listen to my program, you already know how holistic therapies like spa treatments can contribute to a healthy lifestyle and stress reduction. Now you can maximize the benefits of these treatments between visits. TriElements brand nutritional supplements are brand new and unique. TriElements supplements were created by experts with over 50 years experience in nutrition. They specifically support the treatments you receive at your spa by providing the body with the nutrients it needs to extract the maximum health benefits from each treatment. TriElements has formulas that will help you eliminate cellulite, improve your metabolism, moisturize your skin, and promote healthy aging. These are not old, reworked formulas you can find anywhere. You can only find TriElements at finer spas and professional healthcare facilities. Even if you've never been to a spa, you owe it to yourself to discover how TriElements can help your body achieve optimal health from the inside out. That's TriElements, available from finer spa and healthcare professionals.
You're listening to Dr. Jason Uchida of the Island Wellness Center. Dr. Uchida is trained and licensed as a naturopathic physician and has been in private practice since 1988. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Uchida is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine. You may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office at 615 Pi'ikoi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii 96814, or phone 589-1955. That's 589-1955. You may also email Dr. Uchida at wellness@pdchawaii.com.
This is KWAI Honolulu 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're watching Island Wellness and listening to Wellness in the New Millennium. Today's topic is about the most common, tenacious, and bothersome skin problem we have in America today, eczema. Dependent on the medical text you read, eczema affects about 10% of us on a regular basis. Its definition in Greek means to boil out. At its worst, this is exactly how the skin of eczema may look. The skin gets swollen, red, bumpy, and spongy with serum. The serum weeps out of the scratched and aggravated skin. When this serum dries, it hardens into a crust. When it becomes a chronic problem, the skin may become scaly or crack open into painful fissures. Individuals suffering from chronic eczema who scratch constantly will develop several layers of thickened, hard skin with a gray or black pigment. The eczema can occur in patches and affect one small area, or when it's at its worst, can cover the entire body. Eczema usually affects the folds of the body, such as the inner elbows, wrists, and ankles, back of the knees and legs, the buttocks, and behind the neck and ears. But when eczema is at its worst, no area of the skin is left untouched. Typically, a person with eczema suffers from an unquenchable voluptuous itch. The itch typically intensifies when it is hot and humid, and at night when trying desperately to sleep. It is during these moments that the itch can become so intense that the victim scratches until the skin is shredded into tattered rag of open wounds, weeping of serum and blood. What makes eczema one of the most frustrating skin conditions is that conventional medicine has no cure for it. That's right, if you have eczema and you ask your medical doctor if the treatment will cure it, he will tell you no. You ask, why doesn't conventional medicine have a cure for eczema? Simply put, it really is not trying to cure eczema. What, you say? Let's find out why conventional medicine completely misses the mark on eczema. According to medicine and science, eczema is caused because there are toxins inside the body. Our immune system responds to these toxins with what is called a type 3 and type 4 hypersensitivity response. Basically, in the type 3 and type 4 immune system response, the immune system goes out and gathers up all those toxins, grabs onto them, and escorts them out of the body through the skin. As the immune system removes these toxins, it also tries to destroy the toxins by dissolving it. This action produces a red, inflamed, and weepy skin of eczema. So in essence, eczema is a good thing. Eczema is a result of the immune system eliminating poisons out of the body through the skin. However, this skin problem irritates us and looks really bad, so we don't want it. So we go to the medical doctor for relief because medicine and science understands that eczema is the result of our immune system removing these toxins through the largest elimination organ of the body, the skin. Conventional medicine uses corticosteroids or other immunosuppressive drugs that stops the immune system from removing these poisons from the skin. When we use these immunosuppressive drugs, the eczema subsides. The eczema subsides because the immune system has been stopped in performing its job by the immunosuppressive drugs. However, when the immunosuppressive medications wear off or its use has stopped, what happens to the eczema? It comes right back, and usually worse than it initially started. Why worse? Because now there are more toxins inside the body than before, because the immunosuppressive drugs have kept the toxins inside the body. Then that is why conventional medicine doesn't have a cure for eczema. It chooses to stop the toxins from being released. Conventional medical treatment dances around the cause of eczema in false hope of not needing to pay the piper. Naturopathic medicine looks to identify these toxins, then eliminate them from the body and prevent it from re-entry in its reproduction from within. This would be similar to draining a dirty pool of water. After draining the dirty pool of water, one shouldn't refill the pool with more dirty, filthy water. Otherwise, it will require additional draining. In a nutshell, this is how naturopathic medicine works in the case of eczema, identifying the cause of the illness and address and fix the problem. So let's find out how naturopathic medicine stacks up against the incurable eczema. Joining us tonight is my patient, Mosi. Mosi is going to share his story of the nightmare he lived through with eczema. He'll tell you how bad his eczema was, what medications he took without relief, and finally, what we did to help him beat this biblical-like skin affliction with naturopathic medicine. Hey, Mosi, welcome to Island Wellness and Wellness in the New Millennium.
Hi, Doctor.
Mosi, it sounded like your eczema was pretty bad. Can you tell us how long you suffered with the eczema?
For about 3 years.
3 years,
yeah.
Can you describe your eczema when it was at its worst?
It covered like 80% of my body.
Which areas of your body?
Arms, legs, necks, my back.
Chest.
Face.
Face, too?
Chest.
All right.
80%.
How did it look when it was at its worst?
Dark red, and skin was really dry, and weeping.
It was weeping, that fluid?
The fluid that you talked about.
You know, I mentioned that the worst thing about eczema is the itch, that intense itch that just comes out typically when you're hot and or at night. Can you kind of explain how intense that itch is to people who have never had eczema before?
It was a constant itch for 20 24 hours if I'm up.
24 hours a day?
Yeah. And I have to keep my body moisturized with the kukui oil.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If it wasn't for that, it'd be really bad.
Was the itch that bad? Like, you just felt like you had to scratch yourself?
Yeah, constant.
And what happened if you scratched yourself?
It got worse.
It got worse?
Yeah.
In what way?
Like we talked about, like breaking out of skin and start bleeding.
Yeah. Skin would get redder.
Right.
And I guess even more bumpy.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about, because you know, most people think of eczema. They think of just this skin problem that looks ugly. Right. But it also hurts. Right.
Yes,
can you tell us of the pain that you felt when you had your eczema at your worst?
Also, it was like constant pain. It was constant pain, and it's like you talked about. It's the poison in your body wants to boil out of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody would experience something coming out of your skin, and it felt painful.
Yeah.
And when it boils out of your skin, and the weeping comes out, and your skin starts getting itchy.
Itchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was terrible.
Yeah, to say the least. Some of my patients have mentioned that the pain of eczema can be like a stinging pain. Like you know, like it just stings when you move or when you try to scratch it. How did your the eczema feel to you when you felt the pain?
I had to keep it moisturized, and I just had to live with it. It was painful. It was itchy, and skin always dry.
One of the things that a lot of patients mention is that makes eczema really bad is because they're so itchy and in so much pain, it's hard to sleep. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, at night was my worst time. I couldn't sleep. At first, I had to keep my body moisturized.
Mm-hmm.
And with the pain and with the redness from your skin, especially on my back, when I had to lay down on my back, it took like 10 seconds before my body started getting heat.
Okay.
It just started heating up,
yeah.
And I couldn't lay on my back. I had to get up.
Because it was getting too hot?
Yeah, it's getting, and it took only 10 seconds.
Mm.
And I had to sit up, scratch, keep scratching, and I couldn't lay down and sleep. I had to sit up and sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because if you lay down, it was too painful and
hot? It was painful. It was painful and hot. The redness, if your body contact anything, I couldn't even wear a shirt. That's how bad it was.
Because it would get hot.
It would get hot.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people don't realize is that if you never had eczema before, that because you have so much of these toxins coming out of your skin,
right,
that is producing heat in itself. And your body is actually really hot.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So even though it's cool, you're still hot. And I have a lot of patients coming on to the radio show, and they mention how they have to open up all the windows.
Yep.
To keep themselves cool, and then their husband or their wife, what are you doing? You know, they're freezing, but yet you're so hot.
Yeah, it can be a really nice day out, real sunny.
Yeah, yeah.
80 degrees.
Yeah.
And I had to close all the windows.
Because
it was, to me it was cold, my body was weak and cold.
Ah, okay.
But if I lean against anything, any part of my body, I lean against anything, my body started getting hot at that point. And then it starts itching.
All right. Mose, you suffered from eczema for 3 years.
Yeah.
I covered almost your entire body.
Yes.
About 80% of the body. How many medical doctors did you seek help from?
I seek one doctor and two dermatologists.
Two dermatologists.
Yes.
Can you recall what treatments they gave you to try to help your eczema?
It was antibiotics and steroids.
All right. Typically, the steroids is to try to suppress the immune system from
removing poisons out of your body so that your eczema will calm down. And the antibiotics typically is given because they want to prevent skin infections because you have so many open wounds. Mm-hmm. The TV audience will see pictures of Mose before and after, how bad he was and how inflamed his skin was. Did you receive steroid shots?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us about that?
I think the steroids was just to disguise the eczema. Because whenever I had steroid shots, like you said, it suppresses your immune system, so
right.
that your eczema doesn't show any.
Yeah, so it cleared up.
It subsides, yeah.
It's like magic.
Up. Yeah, yeah, and next thing you know, a month later, all the redness started coming back again.
Did it come back worse than it was before
yes,
the shot?
Yes, it came back worse.
And typically that's what will happen, because... You know, to shut your immune system down, the medication has to be so powerful, right? To shut it down completely so no more poisons are coming out of your skin and your eczema clears up.
Right.
But when the steroid shot wears off, then there's nothing to tell the immune system to stop removing the poisons, so the immune system starts removing those poisons again, and then your skin flares up. How many shots did you receive?
About five
steroid shots.
Yeah,
and after every shot,
yeah, I had to go back more often
because the steroid shots weren't lasting as long.
Yeah, and I think the five shots was within a year.
Within a year
or less.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're having one like every 2 months or so.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, that's a lot of steroid shots. Yeah. Most medical doctors will only give 3 steroid shots in a year. You got 5.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Yeah. Too bad you can't see it now, but yeah, Mose was really bad. All right, Mose. How did you hear about me or naturopathic medicine, and why did you choose to seek my help with your eczema?
At that point, I had no choice, I guess. I needed to get treatment for what I had. And my wife seen your ad in midweek.
Oh, okay.
So she asked me if I want to come and see a naturopathic doctor.
Oh, okay.
And I said, yeah, sure.
You give it a try.
Just try anything.
Yeah.
Because right now, the scientific doctors ain't helping me.
Ah, okay. So you basically was pretty desperate, I guess.
Yeah, I was desperate. I was thinking of quitting my job.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Quitting my job and...
Because you couldn't do your work.
I couldn't do my work.
Because
my open wounds, and I worked around hazardous materials.
Oh, okay.
So with open wounds, it can get into your skin and your bloodstream.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, wow. Okay. So, obviously, you never heard of naturopathic medicine before.
No, never did.
So you must have been pretty desperate.
Yeah, I was desperate.
To give it a try.
Yeah.
Most people who have come to see me, they either hear of me from one of my patients or from someone who listens to me on the radio. But you just, leap of faith, you just decided to see a naturopath.
Yeah.
You had no idea what I was going to tell you to do.
Yep. I was kind of like in shock because when I went and see you at first, it didn't look like a medical clinic.
Gee, thanks, Mose. Okay. We're not going to talk about that.
Okay, all right.
Okay. When you came in to see me, that was about like June 16th, 2008.
Yeah.
All right, so that was middle of last year.
Right.
What did I say was causing your eczema?
It was antibiotics, the steroids, and excessive sugar intake.
All right. That's basically what caused it, because the antibiotics and steroids cause this fungus to grow.
Right.
Yeah, we call them candida or candidiasis. And then the sugars cause the fungus to grow even further.
Right.
And then when the fungus eat the sugars, they make these poisons in the body. that the immune system has to remove with a type 3 and type 4 immune system response, which removes it through the skin, which produces the eczema. So, well said, Mose. What was the treatment that I put you on? Can you explain that?
A really strict diet.
Okay. You didn't have to throw in really strict.
Oh, okay. Well, I think for some people it'd be strict for them, but it wasn't strict for me.
Actually, yeah. It'd be probably really strict to most people, but yeah. Mostly he's a trooper.
Yeah.
But tell the listening audience and the viewing audience what you had to cut out of your diet.
Okay, no carbs. Had half a papaya a day. All of avocado, no dairy products, no nuts, bread, no dairy, I said no dairy product, right? And I ate just turkey, organic chicken, organic beef, brown rice, taro, and beans.
Vegetables?
And vegetables.
Vegetables.
Yeah.
Other things that mostly had to cut out, he was being good, probably because you don't eat these foods, right? You couldn't yeah. eat cookies?
Yeah, cookies, ice cream.
Cakes, pies,
pastries,
yep. Chocolate you couldn't eat.
No.
Pasta or noodles you couldn't eat.
Yep.
As well as fruits, right? Yep. You couldn't eat any fruits or juice or soda.
Yep.
No breakfast cereals, you know, like Cheerios and Wheaties and yep. Captain Crunch and other good kind of cereal.
Yep.
So you couldn't eat a lot of stuff. And you never met me before, hadn't even heard of me, and I told you, gotta stop eating all those foods.
Yeah.
What were you thinking at that time?
I was thinking, okay, let's try and do it so I can get well.
All right, man. Yeah. You were serious.
Yeah, I was serious. Like I said, I was really bad.
Yeah.
And I had to try something.
Yeah, that's true. The viewing audience will see Mosi's pictures, how bad he was at the start, and you can see him right now. I mean, no eczema on his body, basically.
Yeah.
What, you know, mostly when I told you candida was causing your eczema, what did you think of that? Because most people would think, man, this guy is crazy.
I was really skeptical at first. I didn't know it. Actually, I knew what candida was.
Okay.
I just thought that women get that.
Yeah. Most people do, actually, though. But yeah, it is a systemic infection that a lot of people get.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
All right. Okay. So you thought it was, you were a little skeptical.
Yeah.
Or were you really skeptical?
I was really skeptical.
Okay. Thanks for being honest. All right, okay. And then I told you had to cut out all those foods from your diet. But also, we had to eliminate, like, soy and corn, coffee, tomatoes, eggplant, bell peppers, potatoes, pork, right?
Yep.
Let's see, mushrooms. So a lot of foods we had to eliminate from your diet. No doubt, that had to have been pretty hard, cutting all those things. Did you eat a lot of those foods before you came in to see me?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, no doubt that was pretty hard for you to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't. Yeah. It was at first.
You also, diet wasn't the only thing we did to help you get well, though. Right. I gave you some supplements.
Yes.
You want to tell the viewing audience and listening audience what type of supplements we used to help you get well?
Enzyme?
The enzyme.
Enzyme.
Digestive enzymes.
Right. The Forte.
Mm-hmm. That's to help your liver, kidney, and colon clean out so that those organs can help remove as much of these toxins out to your urine as opposed to coming out to your skin.
Yeah, and the probiotic?
The good bacteria that we have to put back in your body because the fungus has taken their place.
And that one more,
the fungal killer.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, so that one is a broad-spectrum antifungal?
Yeah.
That you take to kill all the different types of families of fungus?
Yes.
All right, okay. So, Mosi, why don't we go ahead and take a little break?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the treatment and how you did. But we usually do a little segment on this TV program about what's wrong with my diet. Actually, Dale wrote in to me. He writes, I'm an 85-year-old male and having difficulty maintaining an adequate weight. I'm 5 feet 6 inches tall and weigh 105 pounds. I'm a vegetarian and cannot eat too much anymore. What kinds of food should I eat so that I don't lose any more weight? Also, I have thinning bones and would like to increase my calcium intake as much as possible through whole foods. So, Dale, assuming you still wish to be a vegetarian, right? Okay, so if you want to gain more weight, you're going to have to eat more nuts, nut butters, avocados, beans, and tofu. Tofu has a lot of fat in it. Beans have a lot of calories. There are more calories than vegetables, so you want to eat more beans. Foods that are highest in calcium are seaweeds, as well as beans and green leafy vegetables if you're not drinking milk and those kinds of things. So, Dale, hopefully that helps you. Thanks for writing in. If anybody has any questions about their diet, you can email me at islandwellnesstv@hawaii.rr.com. All right, Mosi, let's get back to you. So, all right, what happened to your eczema in the first month of treatment?
A lot of the honey weeping started coming out. I guess you call that the poison.
Right, right. Yeah. So you started to detoxify.
Yep.
A lot. So no doubt it wasn't funny. I mean, we're laughing at it now because you're well, but you got worse.
Right, I did.
Basically.
I got really bad.
You got really bad. Yeah. So, and how... You know, how were you feeling at that time? I mean, you know, here you come to see a naturopath to get well, and then in the first month you're getting worse. What were you thinking?
I wasn't really thinking anything, because I made up my mind to give it a try, but I did get really, really bad. And so I just thought to myself, just try this out. And I think you were telling me, like, 3 months I'll be feeling better.
Yeah, after about 3 months.
Yeah, so like in that first month I was thinking, well, you know, 2 more months and just...
You're going to start to get better.
Yeah, just keep doing it and hopefully get better.
Going back to that first visit, we went over the medical books to kind of show you the type 3 and type 4 immune system response according to immunology. And we went over that section in the medical books about candida infections, how they are caused by antibiotics and taking immunosuppressive drugs, and that when you have candida infections, they cause poisons to develop in your body, which your body will remove with a type 3 and type 4 immune system response. And then obviously that will come out through your skin to cause eczema. Did that help you in any way in understanding that part of, you know, candida and eczema?
Yeah, it did.
It did
make me understand more of what I have and what I have to do to get better.
All right. Okay. All right. Also, at that first visit, I had told you about how long would it take for you to get well, for the eczema to clear up. Not that I can tell the future, but I gave you an idea, I think.
7 to 9 months.
7 to 9 months.
Yeah.
All right. So that would take mostly to clear up all his eggs.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you think when I told you that?
It's gonna be a long battle.
I mean, no doubt, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's not like 7 or 9 days we're talking about, right?
No, talking about months.
Yeah. So you know, that's an honest answer.
Yeah.
But you were willing to do it.
Yeah. Yes.
Why was that?
Because I'm the only guy that working in the house right now, and
You gotta get well.
I gotta get well to take care of my family.
Alright, so man, you were serious.
I was serious.
At the first visit also though, I did tell you that expect your eczema to get worse before it gets better.
Yes, yeah.
So that kind of helped you through that part also.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when Mosi first comes in, obviously I'd just taken a steroid shot maybe a month or two before you came in to see me.
I think it was like 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. And was already coming out or anything.
Yes, yes.
So the steroid shots weren't working very well anymore. He went in 2 weeks before he came to see me, and then his eczema was already flaring up. And that's why in a month the eczema was getting worse, because the steroid shots were wearing off, and we were basically, we have to allow the body or the immune system to remove the poisons out of your body. Because the poisons, once it's in your body, can't go anywhere else. It either stays in your body or your immune system has to remove it. So our immune system never takes a day off. It always is working, and it's going to remove those poisons through the skin. So that's why, unfortunately, when it comes to eczema, patients typically get an aggravation before they get better.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mosi, come on, give us the graphic details of how bad that eczema flared up when it came back. You remember which areas got bad and how it looked?
Actually, all over.
All over your body?
All over my body.
No place was spared?
No place was spared. It just red.
Red was, was red.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's like a color like road rash.
Oh, yeah. It kind of looked like that.
Yeah.
Just imagine, running as fast as you can and tripping on the road, and you just falling, and what you end up with kind of looked like what Mosi had.
Road rash, and it doesn't go away.
Yeah, and it just kept coming.
And like it bubbles out of your skin.
The poisons just keep coming.
Yeah.
All right,
and
so.
It's constant pain and constant itch.
Unrelenting.
Yep.
You didn't sleep much that?
No.
Okay.
Hardly, or if I did, it was like half an hour sleep, and half an hour up, and half an hour sleep, and half an hour up.
Because you're just itching. And hot.
Yeah.
It's amazing that I'm still here today, that Mosi didn't, like, pound me, because
no.
Mosi got worse. All right, but luckily I did warn you. Okay.
Yeah.
Mosi, tell us, when did you start to improve?
I think at the three month mark.
When I told you were gonna improve.
Yeah.
All right. How did you know you were getting better at that point?
The redness started going away. It wasn't as big as it was. My skin wasn't as dry as it was.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk about skin being dry, is for example, if you're using that kukui nut oil lotion.
Yeah.
At my worst, I was using one of those bottles.
Okay.
Every 2 days.
Every 2 days.
Yeah.
So you just moisturizing.
Yeah. And at that three months period, I was using that bottle. I would say one of the bottles every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
From every 2 days to every 2 weeks?
Yeah, and my skin color started coming back.
All right. Instead of being red and road rash looking.
Yeah.
All right, you can see real natural skin coming out.
Right.
Mosi, would you mind explaining why you needed to use the kukui nut oil for people? Because they might not understand why you were using the oil.
If I didn't use the oil, since my skin was really, really dry, it would get really, really itchy.
When the drier it got?
The drier it got, and the itchier it got.
Mm, okay. All right, Mosi. So we talked about your skin getting worse before you were starting to get better. So you flared up in the first month.
Yep.
And then after about 3 months, you noticed that your skin was improving.
Yep.
And you were better than you were, I guess, when you first came in to see me.
Yep.
Would you tell the viewing audience and listening audience about when did your skin, you know, get about like 90% better, 95% better?
I would say about the fourth month.
By the fourth month?
Yeah.
Right.
And about the fifth month, I went back to work.
You went back to work?
Yeah.
At that time?
Yeah.
It didn't take 9 months.
No, it didn't. It didn't. Thank goodness.
Yeah. So, I can't tell the future, but I can give people some guidance, basically, based on the patients that I've seen in the past. But typically, individuals with eczema with this treatment will get well as fast as their treatment allows them. So the reason why I say that is because mostly followed the treatment extremely well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, mostly didn't take a day off at all off that treatment. All right, Mose. So you took about, like, let's say 6 months to get totally better.
Mm-hmm.
Back to work, did you say 5 months?
5 months.
5 months, you went back to work. Right now is about, you started in June, right now is about 8 months later?
9 months later.
No. 9 months after June, yeah, so.
Okay.
You went back to work before the holidays?
Yeah, all yes right. I did.
Okay. Mostly, you know, you saw the steroid shots work for you, right?
Yeah.
In a sense. Yeah. You're leery to say that. Agree, but you took the shot.
Yeah.
The eczema cleared up.
Right.
But it came back.
Right.
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 How do you know now you're getting better? Because people out there might be thinking, this could be just like the steroid shot. I mean, you know, it's going away, but it's going to come back.
Yeah.
How do you know it's not going to come back?
Because it's been a long time. It's been months now that it haven't come back. It's just getting better.
Getting better and better and better.
Yeah, I consider myself like 99.9%.
All right.
Gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And it hasn't come back.
And it's never been this way before.
Yep, right, correct.
It was always, would be come and go.
Yeah.
And getting worse along the way.
When it comes back, it gets worse.
All right, yeah. Okay. So, Mose, you already kind of mentioned how well you are now. You know, basically 99.9% better.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How do you feel watching your skin heal itself?
Oh, I feel really happy. And I feel healthier now.
Yeah, yeah.
Eating the right food and doing the right thing.
Can you tell the listening audience if the treatment was difficult for you? Because, you know, if you hear that you have to cut out eating cookies, cakes, pies, pastries, chocolate, ice cream, candies, and on top of that, no bread, pasta, tomatoes, bell peppers, dairy products, you know, pork and that kind of stuff, was the treatment hard for you?
Not really. It was just... maintaining that diet and taking my supplements every day.
Yeah.
And to me, it wasn't really hard.
Wasn't hard? Wasn't hard for you at all?
The hard part was the itch.
Yeah, yeah. So you're glad you don't have that itch anymore?
Yes, I'm very glad.
Yeah, I mean, that itch is just...
terrible.
It is the worst. I mean, if you've never had eczema, you're lucky. But my patients who have had eczema, I know it's a nightmare for them when they're suffering at night trying to sleep. And you just can't because you're just scratching.
Right.
All right. Mose, what are you doing now with the treatment? Because, you know, we're not quite done yet, right?
No, we're not done.
Which segment are we on now?
We're testing food now.
Okay, so we're testing for food allergies, basically wanting to figure out if any of these foods that Mose was eating before was actually causing a problem for his skin. So Those foods that we're testing typically are like the corn, soy, dairy products, wheat, tomatoes, eggplant, bell peppers, potatoes, coffee, mushrooms, those kinds of foods. Which foods have you reacted to so far?
It was corn, mushroom, eggplant.
Okay.
Those three.
What happened when you ate those foods?
I started, because I wasn't 100%, right?
Mm-hmm.
I still had a little bit
some eczema when we started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The weeping started coming back.
Coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, typically the body doesn't lie when it's sensitive to a food, whereas maybe the test might be wrong. The body's not going to say, oh, today I'm going to react to eggplant, tomorrow I'm not going to. It's going to react every day. So were you surprised that you reacted to those foods?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because I used to eat all those foods
all
before, and I never had any reaction.
Yeah. So a lot of patients ask me, how come I have to avoid coffee and tomatoes and those kinds of foods? Because they say, I'm not allergic to them. I know I'm not. But you're finding out that you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Mose, besides the eczema being eliminated, oh, let's go back to the food testing.
Okay.
Which foods have you passed?
A lot.
So you can see how happy Mose is right now.
Yeah, I'm eating regular chicken now.
Chicken.
Regular beef, not organic, because it's cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper, right? Yeah. Which other foods have you passed besides?
Eggs, crackers, bread, cheese. Right now I'm testing pasta.
Happy about that one?
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
Yeah. All right, so you're passing a lot of foods now. Your diet is expanding.
Right.
But eggs, mostly besides the eczema being eliminated from your body, what other great side effect happened when you went on this treatment?
I lost a lot of weight because of the diet, which is really good.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
good, good.
Eating healthier now.
All right.
And I feel more healthier. I'm back to exercising again.
Hey, good feel, yeah. Right? All right. Yeah. As you can see, Mose does lift weights. So you're back lifting weights again. Mose, how many pounds did you lose in what period of time?
From June 16th when I seen you,
mm-hmm.
till now, I June 16th I weighed like 235, and now I weigh approximately 195, I think.
195?
Yeah.
So you lost about 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And you probably were lighter too, right? A few months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gained weight since I've been testing. Yeah.
All right. Would you tell us what one of your coworkers said to you after he ran into you a few months ago? Do you recall what that was?
Yeah, they couldn't recognize who I was after being away for a while, right, from work. And they said I look healthier, I look better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, he didn't even recognize you. Huh?
Yeah, they didn't recognize me.
You had to tell him I'm Mosi.
Yeah. They could tell by my walk.
Oh, okay.
They wasn't sure. They're like, hey, that guy looks like Mosi, but they had to kind of like yell my name, and I turned around and they said, oh, that is you.
All right. What did you take away from that experience?
It's pretty good experience when people don't recognize who you are, I guess.
All right. That's a bad question. Back in June, did you think you would be able to complete the diet and the treatment?
No.
You didn't think
no.
so?
No.
But yet you did it.
But I did. I had to do it.
All right. You did great,
though.
Take
care of myself, yeah.
But Mose only did well mainly because he followed the diet to the T. He never took a day off. And I can attest to that as well as Mose's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Looking back at the treatment now, basically, because now it's all kind of fun and games, right? Because you're adding food back in. But was the treatment difficult to do?
Not really. Because you ain't actually starving yourself.
No.
There's a lot of good good food out there that you can eat to help the treatment. And basically just taking supplements.
Yeah. So yeah, it's not a limited diet. I mean, you know, it's limited in what you can eat, but you can eat as much as you want.
Right.
There's no limits on volume.
Right.
All right. What would you like to say to anyone out there who is suffering from eczema?
If you need to get treatment, go see Dr. Ichida.
Thank you.
And his treatment does work, and I'm a living example of it.
Mm.
And I'm glad I met you.
I'm glad I met you.
And thank you for your treatment, too. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. You know, there's been a lot of people who suffered from eczema before who came onto this program and told their stories. I want to thank you, though, for sharing yours, because, you know, they're all inspirational to all people. No doubt it's a difficult treatment to follow, but I guess if you're desperate enough, you can do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you had, you know, when you first came in to see me, if you just had a little spot of eczema on your wrist, do you think you would do the diet
or treatment? I don't think so.
Yeah. Because you wouldn't, you wasn't suffering enough.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. And that's basically, you know, true. So somebody has to be in pretty bad shape to really want to get well that badly.
And it's, if you get bad, it's going to take just longer to heal your body.
That's
like,
right. That's
like me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, let's say 6 months. Sounds like a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not really that long.
No.
Did it seem like it went by pretty fast?
Yeah, looking back, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm sure you weren't looking forward to 9 months, but I'm glad it was shorter for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Because you were one of the, you know, best pupils. You didn't take a day off. You just powered through the diet and the eczema and how bad it was. Mosé, what are your thoughts about naturopathic medicine now? Because, you know, before your wife saw the ad, we have never heard of naturopathic medicine before.
Now, when I, you know, when people don't recognize me and they tell me what happened, I tell them, well, I got sick and I went to a naturopathic doctor and he cured me of my eczema, but there's a lot of other things that he can cure people of. And they always ask for, oh, do you have his card? And I'm glad to give him the card, and I think their treatment works. I think they work, and anybody that I can help, I'm willing to help them also.
Hey, thank you, Mosé. Yeah. But you know, it's not me curing anyone.
Right.
It really is your body kind of cured itself. We just had to give it the chance to cure itself by removing some of the obstacles to health, which was basically, you know, our diets as well as, you know, taking some of the medications in the past. So we just have to treat eczema the correct way, you know, and not try to keep poisons in your body, but help out your body in removing the poisons and preventing the poisons from coming back in your body.
Right.
Mosé, you know, do you want to say anything else before we close our segment today to anyone?
I just want to say thank you, doctor, for your treatment, and also my wife for cooking for me while I was sick.
No doubt.
Yeah, it wasn't for her, I don't know what I would do.
The diet was very different, right? Obviously, she had to learn on the run with cooking these foods that you have to eat now. Yeah, so without the help of your wife, there's no way you would have been able to follow the treatment. Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. D.
Yeah.
All right. Mosé, I'm sorry to say that our time is up.
Okay.
I'd like to thank you so much for sharing your incredible story with us today. And best wishes and continued success to you.
My pleasure, and thank you very much, Doctor.
Thank you. I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in and joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the program and learned something of value. Please join me again next time on Island Wellness.